Denzel Curry's back on the Cruise Show. Let's get it. Cruise Show. Real 92.3 LA's new home for hip hop. My God.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, bro? How you feel, man?
Man, trying to sound cool right now.
Yo, every rapper, right? And like, we're off the air, we're having fun, and then as soon as the mics turn on, the interview starts,
like, what's up, homie? Like, we were just talking about, like the bread. Yeah, we was talking about everything. We were talking about like the bread getting stuck in the roof of your mouth when you try to make a steak sandwich, and it's just impossible.
When was the last time you drank out of a hose? Pause.
Oh, out of a hose?
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
Nah.
Oh my God.
As a kid, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Until my dad was like, nigga, you're not supposed to be doing that shit.
Like, someone stopped you from doing that?
My dad and my mom. We not, what, did you, do you drink from a faucet?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I stopped drinking from the faucet.
I stopped drinking City Punch all day.
On occasion, I still, like, if I'm in a pickle and I need just a quick.
Yeah, just a little quick little.
Just a little reminder.
But you can't trust it.
Hey,
no,
don't forget where you come from.
This is why Leche will survive. Leche will survive anything. He will drink tap water and survive. He'll break his leg, self-diagnose, wrap it up, and he's good to go.
Yeah, man. Send him out there with Bear Grylls and shit. Like, you'll see what's going on. Survival Man Part 3. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he recently survived. God knows what, Letcher. What did you
have? I had strep throat, man.
Man, I got the perfect remedy for that, man.
What is it?
I had strep throat like 3 times. And let me tell you, I went to the doctor twice.
Yeah.
And after that 3rd time, I was like, man, I'm going to see what this home remedy is going to do. So I mixed. Look, I took ginger.
What'd you do, CMOS?
Nah, not CMOS. I wasn't that hip then. Like, I'm hip now. I wasn't that hip then. Right. So back in the day, I was like, okay, how you cure strep throat? All right, I took apple cider vinegar, right?
Doesn't that clear foot fungus up or something like that?
I don't know. It does a lot, man.
It does a lot,
it's good for your hair, too. Mm-hmm. Like, to get all the dirt off, like, all the stuff in my hair, because I got to wash my dreads. Anyway.
Let me tell you.
Listen. So you got, pause. Yo, hella pause. Look, you get the ginger, right? You get lemon.
Yeah.
You get the apple cider vinegar. You get the honey, Manuka honey. And then you get the, did I say apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, you did.
You started with that.
And then you got to boil it in water. You boil all that in water and everything, right? You make sure you get all that in there. You take garlic, chop it up, put it in there. Take some cayenne pepper, put it in there.
Okay.
And you mix it all together. And it's going to smell like soup, but it's going to taste like.
It's not soup.
It's not soup, but it tastes all right.
And then how many days on that?
Oh, man, you just do it for like 1 full day of just drinking that.
And you'll be straight. You just go to the doctor, man, and get some antibiotics.
No, I did that twice. Yeah. And then it kept coming back. So I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm just gonna do this and see what happens. Soon as I did that, it never came back.
Well, listen, Dr. Curry, it's great to have you here with us.
Hey, yo, that's Professor Curry. Professor Curry. I'm a teacher. Like, I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
You know what I'm saying? I talked to a college. I was like, hey, I made a whole speech and everything talking to a goddamn college. I swear to God.
About what? About medicine?
No, they just wanted to know about my life. So I just, they was like, hey, you got to think about this. So I was like, all right. So I made a whole, I had a whole speech before I even started talking to them. I was like, man, all right, I think I got it. Mm-hmm. I've never been so nervous in my life. I've only been like, usually, I do shows and there's a lot of people. Public speaking is very different.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm doing my whole speech. And I was like, today, my name is Denzel Curry. Imagine if you go here. And then you got to go this way. I was like, I had to do the hand shit too. Like, it was like you imagine if you go this
way. Like a TED Talk.
I told you that it's not the way. Do a little quick pause, like that little Obama pause and
right.
shit. And, it's like, and he start talking to them regular. And then he was like, but today you will call me Professor Zeltron. And then that was the end of the. Yeah, Professor Zeltron.
Like it
was
like it.
And then when people was raising their hands, it's like, excuse me, they would give him the mic and they'd be like, Professor Zeltron? I was like, yes. It's like, so.
And you're dying laughing every time someone says
I'm not. I'm just, in my head, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers really doing that shit. So I'm like, I'm just going to go along with it.
Go along with it, bro.
Man, shit, I could be a teacher, man.
Yes, sir. Damn. Melt my eyes, see your future.
Melt my mother effing eyes.
Yeah.
See your
fire
motherfucking
project,
future. Like,
how would someone be able to melt their eyes?
Well, if you see, okay.
Let's not give a
blue,
tutorial
right?
on hurting our eyes.
And you know the sky is blue.
Uh-huh.
Your eyes have been melted. That's literally it. It's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's not green. It's not red. It's the You know, it's blue. Everybody can clearly see that it's blue. That's mm-hmm. the truth. That's the melt. When you see something about people, society, and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to sound woke. I'm not one of them fake woke motherfuckers. I'm just saying it's like when you stop being naive to shit, even with your own
sure.
shit.
Just you know? Realizing shit, sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's the whole point of the melt. The melt is like exposing the truth about yourself, yeah. about society, about what's going on, just like a whole lot of things. So when I first made the title, right, I just thought of it like, okay, this shit just gonna be a hard ass title. Like, melt my eyes, see your future. It's like one of them sayings, like, yeah. you know, with albums like Only Built for Cuban Links, yes, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Men on the Moon in the Day. Like, yeah. those are like sayings. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh, so uh-huh. I wanted a saying that was going, you
and
know.
Statements.
It was a statement. That's what I wanted to have sure. when I was like creating the title and the name of it. And then I didn't develop the meaning of it until I was actually working on an album. And I started working on an album during 2020. Cause in 2019, 2018,
yeah.
cause 2018 I dropped Taboo.
Yep.
Did that.
Yep.
Like I had everything I had to say at that
yes,
point.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? 2019, I didn't have the emotional intelligence to make Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, or even understand the meaning of the title at the time.
Were you going
right?
through the motions?
Mm-hmm. Going okay. through the motions. Okay. I didn't understand any of it. I cut my dreads. I got my dreads back. I didn't reattach them. These are all new.
That's real, right?
My hair is real. You can't touch them. I can. Like, you know?
Jackie, touch his hair.
No. Jackie,
I know,
listen, consent. Consensual, you know, you gotta gotta ask me about that. I gotta do the same for you, man. So it works both ways.
That's the way it works. Absolutely.
That's the way it works.
It's the way of the world.
So anyway, when it came down to, all right, I'm working on this project.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Then it became about, all right, melt my eyes. It's about awareness. And then I'm like, that's lame as fuck. Like, what? Like, who gonna name an album Awareness? Like, that shit is like, yeah, you gotta be aware. Watch this. Watch this.
Watch this.
Yeah, like,
the
Usher. Yeah. Like, nigga, nah. Like, okay, I'm aware. I'm aware of what's going on around me. I'm mm-hmm. aware mm-hmm. there's riots happening. You seen all the looting that was happening
yes, sir.
During the
we
riots for
live.
George
Absolutely,
Floyd.
Yeah.
yeah, you know what I mean? And just the way everything was happening around the time in Los Angeles and around the world, you know? So I was seeing it on social media, seeing it in person, seeing just all this stuff. And then I was just like, damn, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Then we got a sickness that's like killing everybody. It's mm-hmm. mainly killing old people, and it's killing people that's very young.
Man, it's coming back, man.
Yeah.
We got to be careful.
Nah, we got to be careful. Monkeypox.
Monkeypox, too. I thought I had it over the weekend.
No, he thought he had it over the weekend.
Oh, that's crazy,
but,
boy.
No,
oh,
but we're good.
Oh,
that's
no,
crazy,
he doesn't. He doesn't.
Oh,
he doesn't.
Oh, you giving me a hard time.
Oh,
shit.
Don't
not find out you
no, I got to pull a Drake. I got to pull it. Pull a Drake. Put some hot sauce on it. Put some hot sauce on that shit.
So when you're working on a song, you're creating a song like Smell of Death, right? What's going through your mind?
The smell of death.
You know? Have you smelled the smell of death?
Yeah. When you see like a dead thing on the side of the road.
Dead animal, that's dead that animal. Distinct
that's,
smell.
That's a distinct smell. You yeah. smelled that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But the smell of death, that was like more of a metaphor because the song, because the beat was given to me by Thundercat. Me mm-hmm. and Thundercat hung out throughout the whole quarantine.
Yes,
me, him, Dot, and a lot of other people, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, that worked on this project with me. We all hung out. It wasn't on no musical shit. It was just like, we so happened to do music, but we was just mainly hanging out
yeah.
just to hang out.
Big vibe, okay.
So when it came down to the smell of death, I just heard the play. You smell it? That's the smell of death. Whoa! Like, and it came from one of my favorite animes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all watch anime, right? You know?
I watch a few animes.
You're
maybe.
Lying.
No, I watch Death Note.
I'm aware of it.
You're lying. You lying, Jackie. You're lying. You goddamn lie, Jackie.
Anime, I swear.
Jackie's lying. Jackie, a bold-faced lie. She lying. Look, she laughing
Hentai.
Right now because she knows she lying. She lying. Like,
I watch Hentai. Hentai.
Nigga, oh.
See, that's how you know
man,
he's
you
lying.
Jacking off the cartoon? Like, oh, Lord, geez, shit. Oh, Lord.
He said it wrong. That's how you know, like,
okay.
No, God, yeah, man, you beating your meat to
cartoons.
See, I thought it was a judge-free place.
Hey, it is a judge-free place.
Then why
but,
are you judging?
I'm not judging, nigga. I don't got no hammer, nigga. Like, you don't see me with a robe, nigga.
It's a gavel.
Like, gavel, hammer, it's the same shit. Do it go like that? It's a fucking hammer. Like, do they have two flat surface? Man. God damn,
okay.
What is it, a mallet?
Okay.
Back to the anime.
You know what I'm saying? Back to anime. Yeah, so
yeah.
It came from one of my favorite animes that sparked the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
so it came from this anime called Fist of the North Star. So it's basically about two martial artists in a post-apocalyptic world. Imagine
wow.
Bruce Lee in Mad Max.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Yeah, vicious.
And the only two places, like, the strongest places are, like, there's the Fist of the North Star, which is in a martial arts school in the North, and a Fist of the South Star is a martial arts school in the South. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, pretty much the most powerful people on this earth. So it came from that anime, and basically I was like, oh, shit. And then you hear the, I'm a big fan of Quentin Tarantino, mm-hmm. all his movies, mm-hmm. all of that shit.
So sounds I was like a score.
Yeah.
You know?
So it just, so when I went to go work on it, and it was just like, united they fall, divided I stand. It was just talking about the U.S. and everything that was happening when it comes down to war, everything with riots and all that shit. So I just wanted to, like, put it into an interlude, you know?
You went in.
Yeah.
You went in, man. And then the OG, T-Pain, is also on the project.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's OG, living legend, T-Pain. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, what? Man, that's a living legend to us because I'm from Florida. You know what I'm saying? So when it came down to T-Pain being on the project, man, I really just wanted him to I really just wanted him to, like, really listen to the tracks that I was working on, because I was working on, I was, like, in the pre-stages of Melt, and, you know, I got a couple tracks off. So I sent them two. I sent them Worst Come to Worst, that's on the project, and I sent them Troubles, which he's on. And he was like, you got to put both of them bitches out at the same time. And it's just like, I'm just like, I'm not doing that, T-Pain. I'm just not.
Do it again.
Can you do T-Pain's voice one more time? Because that was funny.
He was like, both of these songs go hard, but you got to put both of them bitches out at the same time. See, that's the shit I would do. And then I was just like, all right, T-Pain, I'm not doing that. Like, you know? Yeah. And my manager sent it to him. And he was like, we're going to see if we could get T-Pain on this. So I'm like, all right, for sure. You know? And basically, like, he hit me up. He was like, yo. And I'm like, yo, I'm going into martial arts class and shit. Like, I'm like, what's up? You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. He didn't hit me back. He hit me back the next day when I was at my homie Power's house. And I hear his verse come on. I go crazy. And I was like, fuck. Damn, he's kind of snapped on this shit, man. Like, I was like,
go back?
I was like, should I go back and do it? And he was like, no, it's straight, straight. And I was like, y'all set me up, nigga. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's T-Pain. He killed this shit.
Yeah.
That's
let
what matters.
Live. Let it live.
That's what matters. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I have all these other tracks. I have 13 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's 14 tracks in total.
Had it been someone your age.
Oh, yeah, I had to go back
in. Yeah,
we
gotta go back.
That's T-Pain. That's different. If it was like Uzi or something, I'm like, nigga, no.
Not today,
motherfucker.
Project,
no. Fuck no.
You're not killing me on
fuck
my
no.
shit. You're not going to Eminem me on my own shit on Renegade. You feel me?
God. Well, who Eminem? Yeah, nah. That's M.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's Eminem.
Yes, sir.
That's Eminem.
Yeah, man. Melt My Eyes. See Your Future is the project, man. Make sure you stream it, man.
Yep. Deluxe coming soon,
Deluxe
bitch.
Coming soon, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think, you know, this is a speculation, right? Do you think it was Kanye throwing stuff at Kid Cudi at Rolling Loud?
No.
Who was it?
People.
Just people.
Fuck niggas.
Kanye fans.
Fuck niggas.
Maybe.
I ain't saying Kanye fans. I'm not going to throw Kanye in there. These motherfuckers, this is how stupid these niggas is,
go
right?
ahead.
Excuse me. How you going to throw shit on the stage when you not supposed to be mad at Cudi for filling in a spot? You feel me? Mm-hmm. Be mad at Kanye for pulling out.
Right. That's fact. That is
like,
fact,
though. The fuck? First of all, y'all did all that shit for no reason, just for Kanye West to come out any fucking way.
Anyway.
To perform a song Kid Cudi's on. Like, you're fucking stupid. Like, if you seeing this, and then there was like a little fuck nigga that was like, oh, I'm gonna throw this on stage. Yeah, we made Kid Cudi get off stage. Bitch, if I was your daddy, I'll beat the shit out you. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
he
filmed it like, oh yeah, look how cool I am.
We made him get off stage.
Man, I would smack the dog shit out your bitch ass. Like, this is like, ugh.
You know, we've seen like Cardi.
People, I don't like people.
Cardi,
like, I fucking hate it.
To someone grabbing her, right? So did Roddy Ricch. You see people jumping on stage all the time. It happens in comedy as well. It happens at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening everywhere, right? So is that a fear of yours? Do you have something implemented in case
Hey, man, jumps on stage? If somebody jump on stage trying to try me, they got to subject to these hands, nigga. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a wrap.
You don't have to do the fighting.
Niggas is getting tackled. Niggas
is
getting smacked.
Counsel,
it's all fair game at this point.
You're not fighting anyone.
Nah. Fuck that shit.
You need someone up there to fight for you.
Why?
Because you're performing.
I could perform and whoop a nigga ass at the same time. I could do that shit. Somebody threw a bottle at me, I threw that bitch right back. Like, I didn't, and kept performing. I don't give a fuck. Like, fuck you. Like, you ain't gonna do that shit to me. Fuck that. Like, I was raised with too many brothers. I'm sorry. No.
Right. You've had to fight your way out of everything.
No, fuck no. I had to get bullied by them and outside. Nigga, no.
So
It's over. Same. That shit's over. You had a chance when I was like 16, 17, when I didn't know no better. Now, nigga, I'm 27. No nah, fuck
why
that.
Why were you being bullied?
Man, what, nigga, I'm weird. The fuck? Like, I'm a weird ass nigga. Like, I'm fuck that. I'm telling you how it is. Right. I'm weird. I'm a weird ass nigga. I'm a weird ass nigga. You know this. And then if you know me, you know how weird I could get. You know that.
That's why we love you, man.
Man, fuck that. That's why we love everybody. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of them things. Mm-hmm. That's why I was being bullied, because I didn't like the normal shit that everybody else liked. Mm-hmm. I remember when people was bumping Boosie and shit when I was in high school, and I was like, I'm going to listen to UGK. It was like, hey, check this guy out. It was like, this nigga say he going to listen to UGK. Well, nigga, UGK signed Boosie, you bitch ass nigga. So it was like, shut the fuck up. Like, them motherfuckers love Pimp. Like,
have you been through therapy?
Yes.
You have. You have.
I'm very vocal.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
No, I can tell.
Don't apologize.
No, we love that.
You continue to tap into who you really are, and it takes guts to be yourself.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to be another nigga. I only could be Denzel. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to, nigga? Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. I could never be Jordan. I could aspire to be like Jordan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't be Jordan. Mm-hmm. I can't be Kobe. I got to do, like, their mentality for greatness. That's what I have to emulate, not being them verbatim. You get what I'm saying? Sure, that's where people get fucked up. Everybody's not cool these days. Everybody want to pretend that they cool and shit, but a cool-ass motherfucker know when to be his motherfucking self. Mm-hmm. Everybody is copies. Everybody is copying each other. Everybody doing the same shit. Like, oh, he's cool, so I'm going to copy him, and maybe I'll be cool too. Probably, but you was probably cooler being your motherfucking self. You could make that shit cool. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's my whole message. Like, be your motherfucking self, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and real shit will follow. If you really genuine to yourself and you know who you are, bro, nobody can fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. And no one can knock you off your square if you know who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What'd you think of Drake's last project?
I listened to a couple songs on it.
Were you disappointed?
I like Jimmy Cooks. I like Jimmy Cooks.
Okay.
I ain't going to say I'm disappointed or nothing like that because I didn't give the project a chance.
Okay. I was going to say, was it better than Certified?
I can't tell you that because I didn't hear the project in its entirety. Mm-hmm. I can't really say, hey, this is better than this project. I heard Certified Lover Boy and I was like, it's all
right. Oh, yeah. No, we know you're not a fan. Right.
No, it's not even that. I'm not a fan.
And Donda, you weren't too happy about either.
Listen, I just know that Drake has the capacity of being an even greater artist. I'm just saying it from a fan standpoint because we all fuck with Drake. Mm-hmm. A lot of people fuck with Drake. 100%. Everybody listens
Everybody
to
does.
It. But, you know, he don't have to do the bare... You don't have to really go all out for his projects because he's already established himself as an MC, as a talented singer, and as a talented artist. But at the same time, I'm just like, bro, like, where's the creativity? Like, I just want to see more creativity. Like, the cover is trash, and that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to take it for face value. Like, that's just how I felt about it.
Yeah, but you know, this is a competitive sport.
Yeah, it is a competitive
sport. So when people say things, you know, blood starts to boil.
Yeah, blood can boil because I have an opinion. Just because I'm not the norm. And if anything, bro, motherfuckers be like, hey, your friends ain't going to tell you the truth. I will. And then you'll see me as an enemy. Good, because it's only going to make you better. Mm-hmm. And you're only going to make me better. I'm not in a position to be like, hey, I could talk about this person. Look. I know where I'm at. I know I don't have too many years on me, but at least I know I could do what I can do with less resources.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all the resources in the world to make the greatest thing possible because you did it before. You did it with Take Care. You did it with Nothing Was the Same. You did it with If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. And that was only a mixtape. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You did it with So Far Gone. I love So Far Gone. I grew up on So Far Gone. I like Comeback Season. I like all that shit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just seeing, like, I'm talking from the middle school child that was listening to Drake when he was first coming up, and just seeing it now. I'm just
also
like,
that middle school child though has a hard time when artists grow, right? So do we think it's growth and we're just not happy with their growth or their direction?
No, it's not even me not being happy with his growth. It's just like it could just be packaged. Like it just could have been better.
I feel like
he could still say the same exact things that he was saying on CLB. He could say the same exact things that he said on Honestly Nevermind. Mm-hmm. But I never heard Honestly Nevermind. I only heard Jimmy Cooks off that. And I love that record with him in 21. You know what I'm saying? I like Knife Talk that was on CLB also. Yep. You know what I'm saying? What's that? Champagne Poetry. That's great. You know what I'm saying? And it just felt like, you know, him and Kanye, they was both doing this, and we were waiting on two spectacular, that could have been a moment to have two spectacular albums out at the same time that could make history. The same way that Kanye and 50 Cent went at it with Curtis and Graduation. Mm-hmm. That is my explanation for the whole thing, because mm-hmm. Graduation was great and 50 Cent was on top of his game at that point in time. Like, we could have had another moment like that. That was a moment that they could have capitalized on and make great projects to outdo the other, because they were enemies, and enemies are only going to make each other better. Like rivals, you get what I'm saying? Goku and Vegeta. You got Goku and you got Vegeta. Goku is going to make Vegeta better, and Vegeta levels up, Goku going to only want to level up. Goku going to level up, Vegeta going to only want to level up. And then eventually their powers combine and they become the greatest duo of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Drake openly admits that he was influenced by Kanye West.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Kanye West knows that.
Curated his set for the Free Larry Hoover concert as well.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that whole set. That was gangster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was a gangster moment in time. And they could have used that same moment that we just seen to free Larry Hoover. They could have did that with both CLB and Donda. That's all I'm saying. And that was what I was trying to get out. And I was just speaking for... You know what I'm saying? As much as people want to see me as like hating and all this shit, first of all, I'm not a hater ass nigga. So I'm going to tell you the truth. And if it comes off as hating, then so be it, bitch. Like, that's what it is. But I'm telling you this because I could understand, like, I'm doing this for the sake of people's taste level. Their taste levels are already high.
Absolutely.
So if they elevate each other, it can only get better. It mm-hmm. can only get better. Mm-hmm. You better. You bring it in Lil Baby, he's fire. You bring it in Kodak, he's fire. You bring it in Kid Cudi, you bring it in all these guys. And it just creates this whole synergy of just like them trying to outdo each other, but making the best thing possible so they could not only give the culture what they want, give and surpass expectations of what people think about them already.
Sure, yeah.
And it will only add to their palate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I know Kanye West busy with the Donda stuff and with all the Yeezus stuff mm-hmm. and everything and what he want to do. And I know Drake is probably busy with a lot of things he's got going on. So it's not their primary focus because they got so many avenues that they're channeling their stuff through. So I can understand that as well. But at the same time, when it comes down to that music, I don't give a fuck how long it takes. Like, take your time. I want to see the best out of these artists. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. Mm-hmm. And that goes. That doesn't just.
Are you
go
saying
for Drake.
Take your Kendrick Lamar time?
Kendrick Lamar time. Look at that. That's pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
He took his time.
Yes, sir.
He said he was in the writer's block for 2 years. I understand
he
having
took
a writer's block.
His fucking time.
But that's the thing, though. He can do that because he already established himself. He's an established artist. Uh-huh. Me, I'm working to be an established artist.
Oh, and I hear it, my guy. I hear it and I see it. You've been grinding, man. You're everywhere. I see the grind. I'm like, yo, he's trying to take himself elsewhere. He's trying to take himself over there.
The thing is, I want to have
or
the hit
there.
Songs that these major label artists have. However, I own them.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a highly paid employee.
Is the game rigged?
Is the game? Fuck yeah, it's rigged. You know what I'm saying? It's hella rigged. It's always been rigged. It will always be rigged.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm playing the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you think labels have life insurances on their artists?
I mean, I would get into all that, bro, but we got to talk about that another time.
That's a deep conversation.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Sir.
That's a deep conversation, nigga.
I'm trying to get weird.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get assassinated or career killed because, like, motherfuckers, like, you know what I'm saying? Being
I don't
like,
want
he's
that
on to us.
He's on to us.
Like, you know? Nah, oh, none God. Of that
conspiracy
shit.
Conspiracy
so,
theories now.
You feel me?
I have like, the Illuminati on line 10. Do you want to talk to them really quick?
Oh, nah, I don't want to talk to them. No. I'm good.
Let's talk about smoothies.
Hey, yeah, smoothies.
What's your favorite smoothie to make?
It was age. Strawberry banana, nigga.
Like,
it was
oh, like, yes.
Too easy, right?
You know, yes.
Put the honey on that hoe.
Yo, Walking Sounds Crazy, by the way. Key Glock on it, on the mm-hmm. remix, man. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Key Glock.
Shout out to Key motherfucking Glock.
Rest in peace, Young Dolph. You feel me? You know, you've been killing it. You've been working hard. I've been saying this for a week. Yo, Denzel, we got to get him up here, man. He's got a project out that's just fire and just hits in a different way. And now I see, you know, and we've interviewed you before, but... you know, you have this energy about you that just bleeds through that music. So congratulations, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
It took a while just to find that confidence. I wasn't really too confident in my music. Mm-hmm. Like me, I'm the type of person that I hate looking at my old work. Hate it. I think that's just
so
the curse
each year
of
you start fresh?
Yeah, each year I start fresh. I start new. Like
everything. Play something old right now, Primo.
No, right? He's gonna cringe. I don't want to cringe, man.
Nah.
Like, but you also have a lot going on too. You have Hard Summer. You have, I mean, there's a couple things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I want to just dominate. I don't give a fuck about all that other shit. Like, it's kind of like martial arts. Like, I don't focus on what other people are throwing. I just gotta focus on what I'm throwing.
Yes, sir.
Because either way, it's gonna get answered. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Like if somebody throwing something, I just block.
But what are you doing?
What I'm gonna do?
Jiu-jitsu
or Muay Thai?
How long have you been doing that for?
5 years.
5 years?
Jeez. Yeah.
Dang.
Been doing
so you're ready for someone to jump on stage then?
Oh yeah, I'm praying for it.
That's what.
He's training for it.
The thing is, I want my whole fan base, to be like really militant. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I want them to all understand, like, hey, if there's something that you like, do it to the fullest capacity.
Yeah.
I want to create doctors, lawyers, great dancers, great fighters, great everything. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Just by them looking at me and my mentality when it comes down to this music and what I like doing. Like,
I'll tell you, it's contagious.
Yeah, that's what I want. I just want people to understand, like, bro, I don't play with this shit. Like, back in the day, I didn't understand what it was until quarantine happened and it was 2 years off. That's when I was like, damn, I was really taking everything for granted.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I was taking a lot of things for granted.
It was just us alone with our thoughts. You feel me? And a lot came to fruition and a lot got a lot more, you know, clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started realizing a lot, man. And what really is important to who we are.
That's true, man. And it's just a whole thing. Like, you know, you had to cut people off. You got to take certain people out your life. You got to reevaluate yourself, and you got to really look at your flaws and like try to figure out how to work through them, you know?
Yes,
and
sir.
I just realized, like, being an artist, they expect you to be like, you got to be perfect. You got to dress up this way. You got to look this way. You can't really talk to people. You can't really look at people. You got to do this and that and fit in the norm, and you got to be super cool so nobody don't know. I'm like, man, I'm fucked up slightly. You know what I'm saying? So are you. You can't judge me.
Right.
We all are.
Everyone,
you know,
is.
We all Everybody's are. Got a little fuck nigga in them. So it's like.
Even Jackie.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Jackie.
It's
just
the truth.
Taking all the hits today.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to hit you, Jackie.
No.
We ain't trying to hit you. No domestic violence.
No, what?
We don't. None of that. I was like,
no.
You know,
I feel like hitting somebody, hit Letcher. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to hit Milk. Like,
no.
I don't want to hit
Milk.
I come in peace. I just recovered from strep throat. Full relax.
That's right. That's right. We're going to punch you in your throat. Melt my eyes. See your future.
Yo, check out more of our YouTube interviews now. ASAP Plus. Download the free iHeartRadio app so you can check out the Crew Show podcast.